right, we are back. It is another edition of the Ono Radio Show. It's the birthday of Ladies and gentlemen, we're all having a good time. It is my motherfucking birthday.
Happy birthday, Owen.
Duncan, how you doing?
Fucking fantastic, Owen. How are you?
Ty's in the house with us. Ty, how you been?
It's rocking.
We also have our good friends from all across the globe. We have Kelsey here. We have Austin. Austin, return guest to the show.
Hello.
Been a long time, Austin. Thanks for coming back.
Hey, no problem.
Also, return guest to the show, we have Carson. Harry here. And unfortunately, Wolfgang is sitting next to me.
That son of a
bitch.
Ladies
and gentlemen, it is a madhouse tonight in the studio.
Look at this. Jesus Christ.
Somebody handle the cameras for me because I ain't going to be able to do everything. Oh,
that's on you.
With this asshole sitting next to me.
Yeah, that's what you fucking get.
That's what you call an intro, folks. We'll be right back. Jesus fucking
Kazoo!
Christ, balloons everywhere.
God damn.
Balloons up in the motherfuck.
It's like a flaming lip show.
It is. There's something going on. We've got we've got funny noses on. We've got...
We all look like we're part of the Third Reich.
Oh, man. Okay, I guess I need to show everybody around on camera. Duncan, you're looking great.
Thank
Ty,
you.
You're looking great.
A couple of grouchos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm looking quite fabulous as well.
Well, you're always looking fabulous.
Wolfgang, are you asleep already? I'm seeing you out of my camera. And it looks like you're already
He's
asleep.
Like, dude, I got an army man, bro.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get everybody in here.
Parachute, bro. Here, bro.
Straight parachute.
Can you pull this camera back a little bit, Duncan, so we can try and get more people involved? There we go. There we go.
Oh.
It's a radio show, not a camera show.
That's true, but we do like to, we have two viewers now. We need to respect
the two
viewers that
Holy
we have.
Holy hell.
That's right, yeah.
Just for that, is Wolfgang on camera? Because I know how much he doesn't like it, and I just want to make sure that he is.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try and get him in at every moment. He's in.
On both?
Good.
Yay.
Yep. And Perfect. Behind him, we Yay. Even have Teresa.
Yay.
Teresa's on
Yay.
Here.
Yay.
She promised me she would maybe do a show.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because it's your birthday.
Do a show.
If you remember back, that's the boat shoe buyer.
The boat shoe buyer, exactly.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to the Christmas episode.
That's right. That's right. I still have those boat shoes.
He normally
hey,
wears
Owen,
them for
speaking,
every
I normally wear
speaking,
them for every
speaking
show.
Speaking that it's your birthday, did she get a boat to go with those boat
she
shoes?
She did not get me the boat, Carson.
Okay. You couldn't have even got him like a little toy boat? So
I almost bought one at 7-Eleven.
Oh,
she doesn't have a microphone. We need to get her.
Basically,
microphone.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Saving the money for the boat for the car since Owen doesn't have one anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Car exploded, guys.
Exploded.
Oh, man.
Boom. All right.
That's what you get for raping preschoolers in there.
Bah, 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 bah.
Let's start at the beginning. The car
to the rape van.
If anybody knows me, they know my car because it was, you know, a very momish Volvo station wagon. It was a V70.
Some say momish, some say strangely sexy. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was a luxurious, it was actually a very luxurious ride. But unfortunately, I treated
I don't think
thing,
you could say luxurious when
well,
talking about a fucking station wagon.
Well, I will say, oh yes, Teresa did get me a car, by the way. And
ooh, oh, look at that.
Power wheels,
it's a,
baby.
It's a pretty sweet, pretty fucking
couldn't
sweet
even sprung for Johnny Lightning. I right? see how it is.
See how that works on the 408.
Yeah.
About as well as Duncan's scooter.
Oh, yeah. That fucking thing works about, like, Owen at the factory.
You get your bottle to your nose. That was funny.
I gotta say, this...
Hey, we know you're German, but stop being so anti-Semitic.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, this comes... Let's see what you did there.
Whenever you're ready, Duncan.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, you cunt.
Hey.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
You.
Oh.
Keep
so
it
the
at
Volvo.
The factory. Anyway, back to this car.
The Volvo
God
was
damn.
Fucking driving me nuts and driving everyone around me goddamn nuts. This thing, if you ever heard it, everybody heard it coming. If you know me, you know this car is fucking flying down the road. What it does, it makes this noise. This undescribable whistling Jetson sound. It's kind of a...
You're like in an Ed Wood movie.
Fucking flies by. and you always hear me coming, no matter where you are. This thing can be heard from miles and miles away. Well, it's gotten to the point where, honestly, driving this thing was driving me nuts. Oh, there it is. There it is. That's exactly the sound my car made.
Is that the one?
Tie, everyone.
Thank God. We've needed some.
Fucking production value, this guy.
Yeah, right? This guy provides
it. Tickles
it.
My fancy right there.
That's why he gets a microphone. Fuck it, guys. It's my goddamn birthday show. Don't make me get this angry this early in the episode.
Oh, I'm going to make you get twice this angry later on in the
oh,
episode.
Oh, Jesus. It's
twice right. This angry, twice this much later. Could you please find me a Velociraptor?
I think I might have one. There it is. Wait. That's a Velociraptor, believe it or not.
I don't know.
All right.
All right.
You win. Transmission failed. Car's done.
All right,
yeah, that's the end of it.
That's the end of it.
That's the end of it.
No, but didn't the mechanic leave your lights on?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, I know I've got 2 trips probably left in this Volvo, judging by the way it drives. I mean, I've got the thing floored. I'm switching from... It has one of those winter modes. Little W button on the...
okay.
Right next to the, you know, the gear shift.
Yeah.
And I've been using it in this winter mode because it's been giving me shit for a while and it seemed to even things out. Well, basically, I come to find out that all that does is keep the car from basically using first and second gear. Like, it uses half the gear, so it fucks your shit up long term. So I've been using that the whole time, and the guy tells me this, you know, oh, awesome, you installed a feature in your car to destroy my car.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Which I like he also compounds onto that. Yeah, we can't really do anything for your shitty car, and also we left the lights on, so you're kind of fucked right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly. Nice. We can't do anything for it, for your shitty car. The guy refused. My transmission was in such bad shape that the guy basically said, yeah, I'm not even comfortable doing a flush on this thing. Because
I'm afraid that it might explode.
Yeah, I don't want to even have this in my shop. It's an embarrassment right now. So
that's kind of
left. And come on, these are Volvo specialists. You cannot tell me.
Are they Swedish?
Vaguely.
Vaguely Swedish.
They were Aryan. I mean, they weren't black guys.
Oh. Oh, my soul. They were Aryan. All right.
Go
Every
on.
Every time someone has a joke, they get to pop a balloon. New rule. And we're going to have balloons in the studio for every fucking show from now on.
That's a terrible idea. God, he's got the knife. Fuck, here we go.
Oh, shit. Brother.
Oh, boy. Well, that's just for skinning black people.
Speaking of Aryan.
Speaking of Aryan.
My point is, yeah, what an awesome birthday weekend, and it's great to have all of you fucks here with me.
Messing shit up in the studio.
Messing shit up in the studio, making it even that much better. Or worse. Wolfgang, you are already annoying me. Just being near me.
That's why he's sitting right next to you.
It's really creepy in the camera. I see myself, and it looks like I'm just...
Raping.
I'm going to apologize. The audio quality on this one is probably not going to be the finest we've ever done.
Oh, Jesus. Let's be honest. The video quality isn't that great right now either.
Actually, it's kind of working.
Yeah.
We have dropped from 2-1, though.
So that's they got tired of our shenanigans.
Our shenanigans have already worn off.
Shit.
This one was an accident.
Oh, no. Radio show. Was that porn?
Oh,
awesome. Oh, it's not porn at all.
Look at this, though.
Fuck these guys.
Oh, Jack Bender, is that you?
Oh, it is.
Hey,
it is.
Jack Bender.
Welcome, welcome to the birthday extravaganza. You liking the show so far, Jack?
Don't lie to us either.
I'm definitely enjoying the very oh no birthday special.
Oh, there you go.
A very
I like
oh
it.
No birthday.
Don't
special.
Try and name my goddamn episodes, Jack. Leave me to that. If that's my that's my
oh yeah, because like we always have such good luck with it,
right? Exactly. I mean, hey, don't hit the camera like that.
That was awesome.
Well, it still calls the lone scumbags on the Justin.tv feed, so
the lone scumbags.
Had to improvise.
We're not running.
You're not lone today.
Did you intimidate our other viewer?
We did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bender basically
Bender ran
said
him
there's
off.
Yeah, there's only room in town for one news guy on this show. And
hey,
it's me.
And he said, fuck you guys.
I'm that guy. You can't be here.
I don't even need to be in town. I scared that other guy off.
Pretty much.
What are
you...
What's...
Oh! God damn it, Wolfgang!
I just peed a little.
God damn it. Sorry, that was Jack, out of joy. I had to pop a balloon on Wolfgang. You have a newsstand for us this week?
I do. You guys got quite the posse, so I'll keep it short and sweet. But I do have another fun-filled newsstand for you today.
Someone should be translating for the people.
I will act as the translator.
On headphone. Thank you. All
right. You're welcome. Hold on.
Well, I'll try and keep scores. This is gonna be interesting here.
All right. Well, Camp Satan can count as one team.
Do you have anything you need to say before we get going with this, Jack? Or,
all right, hold on. For the people that
get set up, right?
Hold on. Let me set the stage for the people that don't know. Bender's newsstand. Jack Bender will read us a news story, and it is up to us to decide whether it happened in Florida or not Florida. So it's basically stupid human tricks.
I always think it's Florida. I don't know why, but
yeah, Ty always votes Florida. Owen always votes opposite of me,
and I'm one for one. Like I definitely failed once.
I'm a wild card on this. Yeah. I'm a wild card on this.
You just hate to lose.
Yeah,
I do hate losing.
Kelsey won the last time she was here, so.
So are you saying you speak for her when you answer?
No, she speaks for. Speaks for herself.
Well, if you're one entity.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players today, Jack. So
we're
gonna have to really speed through this.
Yes. Well, before we get started, I will say, not as part of the competition, but I've just heard. I'm sure you're aware the whole story. The mom got in trouble for trying to let her daughter, 5-year-old daughter, in
the sunburn lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. The one that.
Well.
Oh, God, are you about to talk about this Playboy thing?
Thankfully, they said no.
Oh, my
God. That's all I'm going to say. Thankfully.
Best move ever. If you guys haven't heard, basically, there was this lady. You have to see the picture of her. I'll try and pull it up.
Yeah, it's
pretty
good.
She is black. I mean, she is a white black lady. I mean, she is that.
It looks like blackface. Yeah.
It looks like shoe polish. Nutella has been rubbed all over her.
It looks like
Nutella.
Nutella.
Hey, Duncan, we might need a reenactment.
It looks. I'm not going to spread
Put
it
that
all
on
over
your
my
face.
Face.
Do it now.
I'm not going to spread it all over my face.
Please?
No. I'm going to have to do this fucking.
Nutella sunscreen.
Oh, God.
If I put Nutella on my forehead, Owen, you have to lick it off.
Ooh, butterfly kisses.
Deal. Deal.
You don't want to play this game.
We will.
Because I'll win.
Extreme close-up.
You will not out-gay chicken me, I swear to God.
Oh, Jesus. All right, let's end that. this bitch went and, I guess the Octomoms did the same sort of thing where tried to get in Playboy or Playboy offered, you know, I think Playboy offered the Octomom something. But with this chick went on a media spree. And basically
she's like, look at me, I'm blackface, but my vagina is still pink.
Yeah. She was, God, that's revolting.
I don't think she's
Bender approves.
I mean, I like a pink vagina, don't get me wrong, but the things around that,
was it roast beefy?
I would imagine, you can only imagine. I mean, if she's, yeah. So
the neighborhood's really brought down the property value.
Yeah. Well, then there's this bitch basically then trying to get in Playboy, and Playboy just straight up said, no thanks.
Well, thank God Playboy's still got some standards.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
Onward with the newsstand, Jack.
Yes.
That was
okay. All right. So, first story.
You just turned on.
Diner arrested after protesting end of all-you-can-eat fish fry.
Diner he's arrested?
Yes.
For protesting at the end of the all-you-can-eat fish fry.
Yes.
Not funny. I am going to say that that is a place, that's something we do in the Midwest. Yeah, Yeah, that's not Florida.
Fish fries. Fish fries can be Florida.
It can also be anywhere.
Austin.
A fucking truck is.
Yeah.
Austin's about the most southern boy we got here. He's from Polk County.
If there's anything that Florida would do that, it'd be in the panhandle, so I'm going to say Florida.
You're gonna say
he's gonna go Florida. Oh. Austin puts his vote down as Florida.
I'm a Wisconsin boy, and I'm just saying we do, like, it's religious on Fridays.
Friday fish fry.
People know, and you go and you eat, and it's fucking good. I'm gonna say not Florida and I don't say not Florida much.
That's true. This whole couch says not Florida.
Okay, not Florida for the couch.
We Bender, have an don't independent fuck voice, me.
Wolfgang.
Not Florida.
Go in, not Florida. You got a reason?
Law of averages.
Fair enough.
Fish fries outside of
I think the whole game is law of averages. That's why. That's why Jack has to kind of weight
He's
it
got
a little.
49 out of 50
yeah.
chance to win.
Yeah.
Way to be a Julian bastard. Wolf game. Son of a bitch.
Try and talk into the mic, Carson, when you do.
I love that.
Jew hating bastard. You son of a bitch, Wolfgang.
I agree.
10-4.
Wolfgang.
Oh, no!
Oh, good job, dumbass!
Oh. Trying to pop the
Happy birthday!
I knocked over
the
my
festivities
beer.
Continue.
Carson, what do you say?
I'm going to say not Florida because I don't trust Jack Bender. But it's probably Florida because he's calling from California. I like Jack Bender. And he's trying to trick us. He's sitting there in San Diego, and he's like, I'm going to trick these bastards by calling in on Owen's birthday.
See,
I'm going to be an asshole.
That's exactly
and they're all going to say not Florida. And I'm going to go, oh, it's Florida, you fucking assholes.
Fuck you.
But not Florida.
And that's why I'm going Florida. And fair enough, you're going not.
Oh, you son of a
bitch. Terry, Teresa, what do you got? Not Florida?
I'm going Florida.
Going Florida, all right.
She's going Florida because she lives here.
Jack, we got everyone's votes in. What do we got?
How much you bench?
Mequon, Wisconsin.
Oh! Wisconsin! Mequon, Wisconsin!
Mequon, baby. Right, I made out with some girl in Mequon once.
First off, I want to, of course, hear a little bit about the story, Jack. But before we get to that, let's hear a little bit more about these Wisconsin fish fries. Because apparently there's some shit
going
down.
It's a Midwest thing.
You know what? In my town, I'm serious. The jam of jams for fish fries is the fucking bowling alley, man. Like, you go to the bowling alley, and they have, you know,
that's
it's like a little bar, restaurant shit set aside. But, oh my God, that it
it's
is
just
it's
something
perfect.
About it. It's
it
just
is
yeah.
perfect.
What type of fish is it?
It's usually like cod or whitefish or
well, haddock? Up there it's like perch.
It could be perch, bluegill.
Gordon's fish.
Walleye's the bomb.
Walleye is
freshwater fish then.
Yeah.
Yeah, fresh.
Yeah. You guys don't have oceans.
Great Lakes.
No, we got Great Lakes, bitch.
Oh wait, every fish you just named though is a saltwater fish.
not a walleye.
Or no, walleye. When you said
or bluegill.
Yeah, that's all.
Polk County.
Well, bluegill. There's
yeah.
whitefish.
Yeah.
Just in
well, like cod is saltwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, cod is. But, like, it all depends.
Most of it's caught in the lake that's
yeah.
like, you know,
yeah, the right lake now, that's so. Right there.
So you're looking at walleye bass.
Right.
Perch,
that's all.
You know, yeah.
Fascinating.
Either way.
Fish talk. Yeah. Jack, the story.
According to the police report, the man had already consumed 12 pieces of fish
this man had
around 7:40 when it was informed by the restaurant they had run out, could not substitute with any other fish.
Ran out
the
of
man
fish.
Then refused to pay his bill
refused
after
to pay
the
his
restaurant
bill.
Gave him 8 more pieces of fish.
After the restaurant gave him 8?
Oh, Jesus.
But he then returned to the restaurant the next day, or 2 days later, with a picket sign protesting, saying they had poor business practices.
Oh, man.
Wisconsin, there you go.
I love my home state.
That guy sounds like a real winner.
Is there a picture available?
Right.
Yeah, do you have a picture with that?
It's immediate.
Send it. You should send it.
Sadly, no picture, and they didn't even say what kind of fish he was that upset about, which kind of upset me.
The all-you-can-eat kind. That's the kind of fish he was upset about.
The cheapest you can get.
It doesn't matter. Whatever is fucking... Don't say all-you-can-eat, because some people can eat a lot. But still, 20 pieces of fish, that's a lot of goddamn fish. Especially up there where you know that all those pieces of fish are like that.
Yeah. No one cares about this fish talk. No one, no one.
If you can't deliver,
yeah.
Let's talk about the all-you-can-rate buffet. When's that coming out?
Let's also talk about the fact that there are no brakes on the rape train.
Hey!
I'm finding this tool very handy.
It's exciting me.
That's Bender, Teresa's next question.
Fault. Okay. Men arrested after attempting to steal soda machines.
Men arrested after attempting to steal soda machine.
I'm going to go ahead with my normal instinct.
What type of men? Come on. Give us more
Florida.
Than that.
What type,
of men? What type of men?
Spanish.
Black men?
Black one men, white guy, one black guy.
Yeah,
one
surprise, white, surprise.
One black. Milli Vanilli.
One what?
One white, one black.
Well, we know which one did the work.
Possibly Hispanic. But one guy
possibly Hispanic.
Wolfgang, you're...
Hard to say.
That one viewer is Bender.
One of these days.
I got jokes. Give me a balloon.
No, no.
That was hilarious.
So I say Florida. I'm just saying.
That sounds like some. See, I want to say Florida, but I think that Bender is a sneaky bastard.
See, I already thought about that, and on that instinct, you know, yeah,
Florida.
It's Florida.
Wait a minute. What's the story?
Two men arrested.
Two men are arrested for stealing.
For
a vending
almost
machine.
Stealing a vending machine.
This could
machine.
Be anyone.
Hey Jack, this that happens every fucking day.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. The answer
not
is Korea.
Sodas, stealing the machine.
No, the machine. Yeah, we know it's the machine.
Yeah,
who doesn't try and
machine.
Steal a soda machine?
Terminator right. 2.
Terminator 2.
Welcome to the machine.
Let's go around the list real quick.
Welcome.
Florida, Duncan.
Fucking don't care, Florida.
Kelsey.
I'm going to go with the couch.
The couch.
Couch.
Florida.
Fucking go with Florida.
The couch says
Austin's
Florida.
Austin's going with the couch vote.
Going with couch.
Florida.
All right, Florida. Florida. Florida.
Wolfgame goes with Germany.
Not Florida. Not Florida.
Because there are no vending machines in Florida.
Florida.
As we all know,
Teresa,
it's a vending machine free zone.
Not Florida.
They did
Florida.
Get caught, dummy.
She goes Florida.
If it was in Florida, they wouldn't have got.
All right, so we got Florida couch or Florida. Which one is it? Couch. Bender.
Kissimmee, Florida.
Kissimmee!
Yeah!
Oh, Florida, yeah. Baby!
Psychologically.
Two for two, bitches.
It works out. All right. Ty's leading right now.
What? The couch
I'm
is
sure
leading.
I'm tied yeah. with everybody.
Well, yeah, the couch is leading.
The couch and Camp Satan.
He gets more points because he's from Wisconsin.
That there. All right.
All
I got
right.
a bonus.
He got a it's bonus on that one. I think so.
Why would you stop playing with
We got one more. I think score is irrelevant at this point, Jack.
I think these are
the
like
game,
the points in whose line is it anyway.
Many people. I don't think the game works as well.
So this one's worth 15.
I can jump straight to the tiebreaker if that'll make you happy.
Let's go with something crazy, Jack. Let's do it. Let's do a tiebreaker.
Like t-shirts.
Okay. So, a man is arrested a second time with an astronomical BAC. What was that BAC? He should not be alive.
Okay.
I'll tell you
man
that.
Was arrested for a second time with an astronomical right. blood alcohol content.
What was the blood alcohol content?
So wait. So
he should not be alive. Come
what's
on.
The
all right. Field.
What's the legal limit?
I can give
0.08.
You.
0.08.
.08. Right?
I can give you a little history on this.
Let's talk about Owens in case of.
First off,
poisoning.
There is no legal limit in Florida. If you're caught with anything in your system, they can arrest you. Understand that. Point blank. 0.08 that you hear all about all the time is bullshit in the state of Florida. It's irrelevant. They can arrest you.
Objection. Hearsay.
Objection.
Now, they say that...
conjunctivitis.
Somewhere around 0.6, okay. you die. 0.3, you're unconscious.
0.2, you're partying.
Nice.
You're giving
yeah.
away all your info, dog.
I got busted at a .249.
Wow.
That's
God cool. damn, Owen.
Cop was like, how are you standing?
That's pretty commendable.
That is. That's highly commendable.
Because you're British.
So.
Wow.
So what was the question? What was the question in this instance, Jack?
What was his original BAC?
Who's?
Because he has two arrests.
Just this
both
random
crazy.
Guy.
Yeah,
the
not
first
yours.
One, the most crazy. Closest without going over, because presumably any further over and he'd be dead.
All right, well, if I got a 249, I got to go above me. I'm going 0.35. Yeah, 0.35.
I'm going to go 0.42 just for fun. Because that's the answer. 42 is the answer.
I'm going to go $1, Bob.
Carson bids $1.
Let's get the answer, Jack. What the fuck is it?
No, wait. What?
Okay.
Wait.
Is that everybody?
No, it's not everybody, but I think the game is kind of irrelevant.
But no one doesn't care.
Everybody. Okay. Well, I will tell you, his second and lowest
0.39.
.297.
Damn.
So he does have you beat there.
His lowest was a 0.297.
That was the low one.
Wow. That was the
his
that was
original
the low
first arrest.
0.552. Wow.
0.552. Wow. At six, damn. They say you're dead. But,
In Indiana?
I do remember hearing stories.
Indiana. Where in Indiana?
He was in South Haven. That makes any sense to anybody?
South Haven, so that's a town in Michigan, but...
But says something... that's all I got is Haven or South Haven.
What does it matter where the fuck it was?
Because I'm trying to figure out if
somewhere
it's...
in Indiana.
What
I don't know.
Does that
I'm
matter?
From there.
Seeing if it was somebody that
was
I knew.
Was it Indiana?
I know. I know people from there. You dipshit.
I'm wondering how this one lady. I know I've heard a story about a woman going into like the like seven or eight, and she was like 100, you know, 90 to 100 years old, just like. Fucking trooper that old. And I
think that's called you're pickled.
Yeah, at that point Keith. Your body just is that. You should have popped one.
I don't want to pop one.
I will say the first time he was found sprawled on the street. That's how the cops found him. The second time apparently he was in the midst of an argument with an unidentified woman. So still conscious at .297.
That's pretty awesome.
Feeling fine.
I've come up with a new job for you, Carson.
What's that?
You're gonna become the anti birthday clown. You're gonna go.
How'd you know I had a clown suit?
You're gonna go to parties dressed as a clown, but being just smoking cigarettes and very angry at life.
How'd you know I already do this?
And you're going to go
I do this all the time.
That's his freelance gig.
Whoa. Did anybody lose audio?
No.
Was that just me?
Still here.
We're all still here.
Wow. My speaker. No. My headphones are dying. Sorry about that. But no. Yes. I think that's a. I think that's a new gig for you.
New. Yeah. I do this all the time.
Yeah. Why are you acting like that's not where he is every other Wednesday?
Oh, that's what you do.
Wednesdays, Saturdays, Sundays.
Arbor Day.
What's your clown name?
Labor Day. Clown name.
Yeah,
you gotta have a clown name.
You gotta have a name.
Rapey.
Rape Bojangles. The Rape-tastic Rape Machine. Rapey Bojangles.
Rapey Bojangles.
The Rape-tastic.
The Rape-tastic. Rape
you have a whole setup where it's an unfolding box of rape gear.
Dude,
it's your rape machine.
It just says 40-pound box of rape.
We actually have a huge tote at home of clown fucking gear.
Of clown
gear.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes.
You said clown fucking gear. Is this
no, just a clown gear. No.
Theme for Kelsey's birthday party. Clowns.
That's what we should have had here today, guys.
Clowns?
Rapey, no.
Rapey Bojangles?
Rapey Bojangles.
The Rape-tastic Rape Machine?
Do you think you can get a hold of Rapey Bojangles for a future podcast?
I feel like it's
next
like...
time I'm here. As soon as my normal Monday engagements are over, I'm coming as Rapey Bojangles.
The Rape-tastic Rape Machine.
I don't know why, but I hear it as like a James Taylor song right now. Rapey Bojangles.
Rape-tastic Rape Machine.
Rape-tastic Bojangles.
I have a fucking theme song when I come back, too.
Rapey Bojangles. Rapey Bojangles. Rapey Bojangles. Bojangling everywhere. Bojangling, 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 raping, 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 raping. Bojangling.
Remember when he said he wasn't good with lyrics?
Raping, 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 raping. Bojangles. He's my favorite clown. He rapes all the kids in the town. Yeah, he's rapey, 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 rapey. Bojangles, rapey, 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 rapey. He's rapey, rapey, Bojangles.
This happens every show.
Bojangles.
Rapey Bojangles.
Can we turn that into a doo-wop?
Rapey, 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 Bojangles. Rapey, 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 Bojangles. Little English boy, I'm singing. I'm rapey, 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 Bojangles. Rapey, 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 Bojangles. I'm a clever, like to rape kids. Rapey, 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 Bojangles. I was once raped by a clown. But then I went to town. Got a cool nose, put it on. Then I rape kids, yeah, all day long. I'm raping, raping, raping Bojangles. Raping, raping, raping Bojangles. Raping, raping Bojangles. Raping, raping Bojangles.
And then I'll kill your grandma.
Best song ever. Rapey Bojangles.
Another Uno Radio Show classic right here.
It would have
right
been better
now.
If you guys could all have headphones. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Please separate that off the show and give that to me.
Oh, sure. I'll chop that up. Don't worry about that.
I could throw some hot drums on that shit. That'd be sweet.
Good old Rapey Bojangles.
There's the episode title. I think that's going to do it for me.
I think that's
the birthday episode. Rapey Bojangles.
The anti-birthday clown.
What was it? The rape machine or what was it?
Fantastic rape machine.
It's like Scooby Doo, but
and his
rapey people.
That's the name of the band. He's
Rapey Bojangles and his rapetastic rape machine.
Yes.
You gotta admit, I mean, you play off Scooby Doo, that'd be pretty sweet. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah, right. Fuck,
you fucking raised me right.
I know my mom and my grandma listen to this shit.
When we come back, though, we're gonna take a little break. I think when we come back, I want us all to come back because I know all of us have a fucked up story about our mom. All of us have something funny.
I got a rapey story about my mom.
Whoa.
Shit. Brother.
Love you, Mom.
Didn't really want to go there. But no, we're going to come back. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to come back. And then we're going to talk about our moms a little bit.
Oh, good.
As it is. Hey, come on. We're going to show our moms some love.
Man, your mama's so fat.
With an awkward story.
Yeah, exactly. They'll embarrass you with the drop of a hat.
That's true.
This is the reason for this show, so we can embarrass them. My mom won't even listen to this. She has been told point blank. And all of you should do your mother's
I have told
same
my
respect.
Mother. Look, my mom knows, and she doesn't
really?
Listen. My grandma listens, because she loves me regardless. But I think that every time she listens, she's like, oh...
Oh
no! I think that means she gives me more cookies because she's like this boy needs extra love.
I'm sorry, Duncan. Owen joked about rape again.
Oh. Please, my grandma knows Weber. There's you can't go back after that.
You ever just break out and you know a rapey Bojangles song in the middle of a evening?
You never
that
know
just
when
happened.
You never know when that'll happen.
That's true.
I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Break time.
Taking a break. We're coming back. Jack.
It's been a pleasure, Bender.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Pleasure as always. Happy birthday,
thanks, Jack.
Buddy.
We need to work on the game. It doesn't work with lots of people, does it?
No, it doesn't.
It could.
It could.
We'd have to have more form to it, but...
Yeah.
No.
But no.
That's not the way the show
Bender's
works.
Like, fuck you, it's my game. It only works with three or four people.
He's not saying that I am, but I think it's tough. It's tough. To
no, that's what
it's
he was
tough
saying.
To do. There's
don't
a lot of people
don't you
here.
Don't fucking
it's,
try and cover for him.
I'm just saying it's tough to fucking run a fucking show with all you motherfuckers here right
I
now.
I know. And it's tough to run a show when it's just you and me.
Hey, come on. We've had some good fucking one-on-ones.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
The last one probably being the most notably coherent.
There was some coherency there for once.
You guys would one-on-one each other.
All right.
Let's get this shit straight. I'm the pitcher. He's the catcher.
Here's what I'm going to do to show some legitimacy right now. Remember that band that called in, not the second one, Eight Stories High, but Death After Texas?
Yep.
Remember how they called in and I like insulted them?
Yep.
Remember I did that?
Yes, I do.
Well, now I'm just going to play their music to be nice. So I'm going to promote their album. I'm going to play their music and, you know, maybe then I'll stop receiving hate mail.
You get hate mail from their fans?
Oh,
by their
man.
Fans, I mean them.
Pretty much.
All right. Ask me if I care.
We'll be back in a few. With antidotes about our mothers.
Anecdotes.
Shut the fuck up, Duncan.
Antidotes.
See you later, Jack. Oh, thanks for saying goodbye, asshole. It's the day after Mother's Day.
Indeed it is.
And my birthday, we've established that.
Yes, we have. We've been reveling in it all day.
Yet, I had a bit of a moment the other day when I went to the 7-Eleven. I don't know if I've mentioned this woman before to you. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned her on the show. But she is a consistent problem.
Okay.
All right. We're talking about the oldest, meanest bitch in this area.
Okay.
This motherfucker proceeds to argue with me about what the liquor terms are about buying liquor in certain areas in Orange County on a Sunday. Now, we all know within the Orlando city limits, you can't buy beer past 12 o'clock on a Sunday.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Now I do.
Either way, your mics aren't hot yet. I'm telling a story. Duncan. And basically, here's what happened.
What happened was,
she refuses, of course, to offer me service, and that's fine because it's over the limit and it's over the time, and I say, you know, okay, is it everywhere in Orange County? And she proceeds to tell me it is everywhere in Orange County. There's this problem. You can't buy beer past 12.
Okay.
I say no to this because I know it to not be true. So me and her are getting a very heated argument about this. And I end up telling this old bitch to go fuck herself, that she doesn't know how to talk to people, and she is providing poor customer service to 7-Eleven. And then I tell the manager the next day. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh man, the second segment.
You've never been in that situation? You've never been in that situation where you just like, fuck you, old bitch. You're wrong.
All the time.
You're goddamn wrong.
But it's not just old people, it's everybody.
You need a little Metallica.
Yeah, a little Metallica that's older than most of the people in this room.
just about right.
Carson.
Sir.
I'm sure if you were in the same situation as me and you've had, I've had countless dealings with this bitch of a person. And just the most nasty.
You're saying it was Sunday and you're trying to purchase alcohol. What time?
Probably like 12:30, 12:45.
A.M.?
Yeah.
And she said no.
Yeah.
She's a lying whore.
No, it's not true.
Oh.
In the city of Orlando, they lock the cabinets on Sundays at 12 o'clock.
But it always catches you off guard.
But you don't exactly know where it is because and the city limits. But apparently down at the 7-Eleven, 12 o'clock. Sunday night.
Into Monday.
No, Saturday night into Sunday.
Saturday night.
No, I think it's Sunday night. Sunday night.
Sunday night into Monday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking retarded.
Ty agrees with me. Yeah, it's retarded. That's the laws of this city. The city of Orlando has those laws.
Well,
not to be homophobic, but that's some gay shit.
That's some super gay shit.
It is some super
that's
gay
news
shit
to me.
And bottom line,
state
is,
of Indiana is dry on Sundays.
I was arguing the fact with her just that, no, it's not all of Orange County. Because I remember, trust me, I'm a drunk. I know the laws.
If anybody would know it, it's you.
Don't tell me where I can find alcohol late at night. Because I know.
Yeah.
If I wanted to drive 15 minutes, I could go buy beer at that time.
I've always known about the no alcohol before noon on a Sunday. I've always known about that in Orange County.
Right.
In Orlando. I've always known about that.
Right.
But never Sunday night at midnight.
Sunday night at midnight.
I have never heard of that.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
the worst in certain counties. Yeah, Sundays in general.
Is that so people
don't... Austin wants to speak.
Well, I can protest that in Polk County at midnight, you can't buy booze, so... I don't know if that's
every night of the week. Every night of the week.
Every week on Sunday night, you can't buy booze at 12 at past 12 p.m.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. For
so
Orlando.
I don't know that. Well, that's Polk County. I don't know if it's a.
I think it's
what's
a Florida,
this Orange County over
that's
here.
That's what he's saying for Orlando.
But it's no.
So
it's,
from
it's
noon,
for Orlando, but it's not all of Orange County because
right,
I know
he's
for
saying
a
just
fact,
for Orlando.
But for the city of Orlando, that you can't buy booze after noon.
No, after midnight.
After midnight.
Before on Sunday. Into Monday. Monday, 12 a.m., you cannot buy booze. Till when?
If it's a day a werewolf rapes an elf.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense.
Till when?
9 o'clock.
Till 9 a.m. next day?
I think it's... Is it 10? I'm not up early enough to be that type of drunk where I'm like at the store
you're counting down
waiting
right.
Yeah,
sometimes you need it.
I'm never sure of the morning, like
the morning time. We don't know the morning time.
I don't know the morning, but I think it's 10. I think it's 10 that you can buy booze. 10?
I think it's ridiculous. I can't buy booze whenever the fuck I want to buy booze.
That's true.
Come on.
In Connecticut you can't buy it at all on Sundays.
No. Yeah, Indiana you can't either.
Connecticut.
You drive
Indiana, also, you drive to Michigan.
Yeah, also, dry counties. Like,
yeah, dry counties.
I've been to plenty of dry counties where it's, you know, you...
Or in Tennessee, screwed. You make your own.
Yeah,
exactly. Have you ever had some of that, like, really homemade shit?
White lightning?
Hey,
yeah, the moonshine
dude,
stuff?
Yes.
I have had shit from every region of redneck, like...
Redneckington?
I worked on that show, My Big Fat Redneck Weddings. So, yes. Like, they would fly me out to these... And I gotta say, like, everything was cool. These people are fucking, they're sweet people. But, like, man, I had some of the best times, too. Like, you know, after we're done, put the cameras down, like, they'd break it out, big mason jars of, like, you know, oh, try this. This is vanilla. This over here is, you know, the apple pie shit.
I bet they had some good nicknames for you. Did they have any good nicknames for you?
Nah, everybody just, you know, it's always a tall thing.
It's a tall tie or tall man or
I'm usually tall tie.
Big dog or
which is cool with me.
Yeah.
But
gotta have nicknames. Like
but
that.
Some fucking awesome booze.
That's
man.
A lot of height for not enough black.
What's it like though, that
being so tall.
It's anytime I've been around that type of moonshine shit, though, it's fucking like.
Oh, you gotta sip it slow.
Oh yeah,
that'll destroy.
Oh, if you take a straight pull of that, you'll want to kill yourself.
Yeah. Oh man,
it's nasty.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Oh.
My old when I was 17, I used to work at a bait and tackle store. Yeah, when I was 17, I worked at a bait and tackle store, and my old boss had a Ford Model T car, and inside of it was moonshine. Like, it had like a little plastic jug inside.
A little decanter in it.
And I was like, what is this stupid car you have on your desk? He's like, oh, it's just a little model car. And then one time he left, I was like, there's something suspicious about this car. And I was like, I want to fucking break it. Because that's the kind of destructive human being I was.
Well.
And then I picked it up and I shook it and I was like, is this
there's
a piggy bank?
There.
I was like, there's liquid. I was like, let's smell it. I was like, this smells peculiar. I'm an idiot. I was high. I'm going to drink it.
Because
why the fuck not?
Okay.
It could have been his own urine, but I'm going to sample this. I took a sip. I went to my buddy. He talked like Kermit the Frog. He said, yeah, I'll take a sip. Whoa. He took a sip. We proceeded to sip more. Three sips later, we were fucking naked.
Yeah.
It was weird. Things got weird. We were running around. Before you knew it, it was 4 a.m.
How old are you at this point?
We were 17.
17. Yeah.
It was fucking the most. It was like drinking fire. And it was fucking awesome.
It's instant mayhem.
It was honestly. And then the next day, when I asked him about it, I said, hey, I took a sip of that stuff. And he's like, his eyes just got all wide, and he's like, and what happened? I said, well, shit's not on fire. And we lived to tell the tale.
How bad were your shits the next day?
I don't think I shit for a week, honestly.
Yeah, I don't remember, yeah.
I would imagine that would just fucking...
It's too busy
your
eating your insides. To
I don't think
make
it relieves your body, really.
Yeah.
It's too
you know, actually, I may have had HIV, but I don't anymore.
Yeah.
It cleans you right out. Cleans.
That's true.
It's not like tequila in that.
It's like drinking goddamn gasoline. It's fucking...
It is.
It's more like kerosene, I think.
It's the answer to clean, efficient fuels.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably could... Honestly, do you think you could power a car off that...
Yeah, you can. It'll fuck your engine up if you don't have the right modifications to it.
But no,
you can.
I think you can probably modify engines to run off that.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
You can modify an engine to fucking run off damn near anything.
It'd be funny if that became the new big thing and all the, you know, hillbillies in Kentucky become all Beverly Hillbillies that all rich and shit. And,
I vote for it.
I'm okay with it.
I vote yes.
I vote let's give rednecks money.
Vote yes on Prop Ye fucking Hall.
Yeah, Prop Ye fucking Hall.
Prop 01.
What's up, Haines City?
That's a General Lee joke.
Haines City.
That's my new name. That's my new name for our Austin. We wanted to talk a little bit because it is Mother's Day. Or
well,
the
it's
day
Mother's
after
day.
Mother's Day. Or now it's probably the day after. No, not quite. But we wanted to talk a little bit about our mothers. We've all got stories about
We've all got mothers.
They've all fucked us over once or twice, so they've all just been super mad at us. Duncan.
What?
When was your mother the maddest she's ever been at you?
Oh, shit.
I don't really know. Because it was always kind of an aspiration of mine to not make my mom that pissed off. Like, she used to do the whole number system with me. She's like, I will count to three. Like, if I was fucking off, she'd look at me, she'd go, one. And I'm like, eh, I ain't.
See, you weren't slapped around.
You can deal with a one.
No. I had been. A couple times. It only took me like two, maybe three good ass beatings before I caught on. And that was when the whole number fucking counting thing. And two, you know, when she hit two, I'm like, okay, I should probably stop.
Mine came when my mom got super fucking angry at me. When I actually dyed my hair as black as yours is.
Okay.
Really?
What was that?
That's what set your mom off was the hair?
Dude, my mom used
to
buy my hair and
dye it
for me.
It wasn't the dyeing of the hair. It was...
That it was black?
No. It was what I did to the bathroom. Everywhere. Fucking.
True story.
Shit. And I just remember I was hanging out with Teresa at the time. And fucking...
Flashback.
We were chilling out.
It's been a while.
No, we were sitting and we were kids. Yeah, we were kids.
Teresa, you're fabulous, by the way.
You are.
You put up with his
staying
shit.
Awake over there?
I'm good.
Yep, you're good.
I'm waiting for a story.
All right. Well, I was telling one.
All right.
Even one that you might have been able to interject on. But never mind. All right.
So
you're talking about when you were 14 and you slipped it in.
Dyed your hair black and then she let you touch her inappropriately.
Jesus Christ, I've never heard my mom so angry. She fucking called and I remember just being like, oh my God. It was... I didn't remember leaving it in that condition.
So,
I guess you never do. But then you go back to it and you actually see what you did.
Damage.
And it's like, oh.
Was it white tile?
Like you're all excited about your new black emo hairstyle or whatever the fuck it is. And you're out, you know, gonna go hang out or whatever. And goddamn mom comes home.
That's our house.
So is your mom like English accent?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Full on.
So she's screaming at you.
Owen! What the fuck did you do in the bathroom?
God, that it's like I'm at work.
That is fucking ridiculous.
You're bloody waking it up there while you're dyeing your hair.
Did you write Mr. Poppa's Penguin?
Bloody fucking well clean. If you're going to make such a fucking mess, bloody well fucking clean it, would you?
Who's going to clean that up?
Fucking awful in there. Sounds nothing like my mom. But
even before I met you.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to come back for the Father's Day episode because I received a beating so bad that HRS was called I am coming back for that episode.
Oh, shit. Anybody? No. Somebody's got to have decent Mother's Day stories in the room. No one?
I have the decent story about when my mom tried to kill me with the turkey.
Okay.
That's all I got.
I'm captivated.
Go ahead and tell it and I'll tell mine after.
Do tell.
Well, this is what happens when you think that you can grill a turkey. She grilled the turkey, and what happened was she had, you know, basted the turkey, marinated the turkey, whatever, put it on the grill.
Succulent.
Yeah. Had it, yeah, and it's fine.
Ready to go.
And we go.
Awesome meal.
We leave to go get my stepbrother, who's a fuck, from his mom's house, and then we come back with the little fucker, and come back, and, you know, it's been enough time. Turkey should be done, so go. It looks done, so we eat it, and it's me and I think it was me, my mom, and my stepdad that all ate it, or me, my mom, and stepbrother that ate it. Stepdad didn't, and we all got violently ill because come to find out that the wind had blown the flame out on the on the grill, so the turkey was just sitting there marinating in fucking propane. For like an hour and a half.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
This tastes funny.
Mom, why does it taste weird? I don't want to eat it. Shut up, you little fucker, and eat your food.
Eat that.
God damn it. I worked hard on that. You fucking eat that it.
Shit. You don't appreciate anything. Don't
Detroit motherfuckers.
That was fun.
And you wonder why ICP came from your state.
I hate all of you. Because we hate propane turkey.
I was really hoping for a story.
Duncan doesn't come from 8 miles.
I'm on through.
Yeah, so, I was hoping your ass has seen a turkey.
So I thought there was killing or something.
No, I was deathly ill.
Oh. That's the funny story, right? I mean, it's always funny.
It's one of the ones that doesn't involve me getting mad and punching a wall. That's usually how stories end with me and my mom. She'll say something that pisses me off, and I'm like, God!
God,
bam!
Mother!
God, Mom!
My name is Duncan.
Fucking wall.
Oh, you know I'm going to do it. Basically, guys, some of you may have heard of this, some of you may have not. I'm working on a rap. which is all about Duncan and how about he used to be fat.
It's true.
And he's from Detroit, even though he's not. Even the only reason I'm making him from Detroit in the rap is
because it pisses me off
whenever I say he's from Detroit. And it's you know.
I thought he was from Detroit.
It sounds
amazing.
I'll
fucking stab you, Wolfgang. I will take Carson's knife and I will stab you with it.
Yeah, it sounds like ICP lyrics. I stab people.
My palms are sweaty. I'm way too heavy. I got mustard on my sweater already.
I didn't say that I was going to stab him with my dick or a bottle of Faygo.
Well, fucking fat.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like this. Yeah, you like where this
I'm
is
write
going?
A verse.
Oh, you cunts! Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, I'm a write a verse. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Yeah,
I hate you.
You better.
You fucking just, assholes.
You better.
Can we put a trombone in it?
Oh, it's gonna be lose yourself, but it's gonna be I'm gonna eat myself until I don't know how much you can force feed into my goal. You know, it's gonna be sort of like, yeah, that's kind of the direction I'm going in right now. We can work on that. We can get a little more subtle.
I'm so self-conscious about my image, you guys.
Seriously.
Oh, it didn't go.
Oh, were you trying to pop it, but you're inept?
You don't have a mom story?
I'm sitting here trying to think of a good mom story. I got a lot.
Yeah.
I pissed her off a lot. I had the moment.
I don't know why I'm calling my friend Austin Alex.
I have a good mom story Austin when left. I broke down and told her about all the drugs I used to do.
Oh, yeah?
That was a good one. That's more sad than good.
Yeah.
But Father's Day is going to be a good one. That's next month. I will come back for that.
Let's because
I was
Father's Day episode.
I was allegedly charged with rape in the beating I received when I was 14 years old. Got cops called to my house. It's going to be a fucking awesome story, and I'm going to need about 30 minutes for it.
All right, we're going
to... I'm looking forward to
this. It's going
to
be a good one, dude.
Man.
We might just want to sit...
It's going to be so good.
We might just want to sit down one night with a couple of microphones quietly between the two of us.
No, dude.
The three of us.
It's going to be so good, I'm going to wear a sweater.
Like, we're going to have to turn on
the camera on me, and I'm going to put Visine in my eyes, and I'm going to tear up during the story.
Okay.
It's so good.
It's going to touch people. We need to have
background. I'm going
to
touch myself during it.
We need background music for that.
Because
it's going to bad touch people.
I touched a boob during the alleged rape, so it's a good one.
That is a rape.
I'll bring a keyboard.
I'm
going to
show you on the teddy bear where I touched the girl.
I'll do it. I can do it.
But it was the teddy bear you used to get the girl to let you touch her.
I touched the girl right here.
It works every single time.
No, it's a good story, though.
I really wanted Austin to be able to tell his mom's story.
I think he went to go pee. He'll be right back.
Hurry the fuck up.
He's going to touch his wedding.
I'm having trouble trying to come up with a mom story. I
have a lot, and I don't know what's good and what's not. Because I have the one where it's like, I peed in the corner because I didn't know where the bathroom was because I was drunk. But that's not a really good one.
Do you want a story of my mom?
Yeah, you
want
to hear about your mom.
Yeah.
When your mom was angry or when your mom is angry at you?
Either.
Damn, anything.
Anything as long as it's epic.
Austin.
Right?
I know you got something. Because...
Tell your fucking story.
Tell your mama's story.
He's been dying to tell it. All right, let's get the camera.
We're going to judge you immediately.
Right. So here is... you can hold this. Okay. Here's Austin Quinn's mother's story for Mother's Day.
Okay.
So I grew up Christian, very conservative, naive, but
Jesus.
Yeah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm taking off my hat for this.
That's fine.
So you know, I was raised to not have sex. Don't have sex. I had this girlfriend. Believe it or not, I'm white. She was black. Oh, whoop-de-doo. You know, racial tension. But it happened.
And in the community that you grew up in.
The community I grew up in relation to that was, you know, mostly accepting because they had to pretend to be Christian. But the culture outside of that was just like, oh, this white guy's dating this black girl. Kind of some bullshit like
how
that.
How dare she? How dare she take such a brilliant young specimen?
Well, you know.
You know?
You know. She was lovely, but
she was.
Yeah. So anyways, growing up in a Christian realm, I was raised to not have sex, blah, blah, blah. And so I was over at Rachel's house. Rachel was her name, my girlfriend. And
you didn't have to say names, by the way.
Nobody's listening.
I was over at her place and pretty much pushing it to the max. So, like, not having sex, but not. It.
Were you playing the tip game?
No.
That's my
favorite. No. Within Christianese, the tip game is dry humping. Yes.
You're doing the Christian side hug?
Yes.
Just
so,
the tip? What?
No. So, anyways.
That's anal where I come from.
Yeah.
That's okay. Just ask Mary. That was okay. Yeah, side hug is anal.
Well, within the context of my story falls in the Christian realm, which is dry humping, as Duncan said.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's rub our jeans together until our dick and vagina fucking shake.
Okay,
fucking
okay.
Off.
So the punch. The punchline of this story is I do this enough where I get blue balls.
Oh, yeah, that's the
worst. All right, hang on.
Where's your mom coming? Because I'm upset.
Oh, no, it's coming. Just trust me.
Blue balls.
Well, we can't leave it hanging. Here.
Aren't. It's not that they're fictional. I won't go that far. But I will say they're really not that bad. Because you can either fucking just. Come on,
dude! They're fucking debilitating. You've never had fucking blue balls?
Not that, no,
dude.
No.
Well, listen,
never.
Listen,
really,
listen. I mean, grew up in a Christian context, so I was abstinent.
I think it's half fucking myth. To be quite honest with you, I didn't have wet dreams.
Exactly.
Well, then he's a weird sexual fucking being. Hey, shut the fuck over there.
There's a lot of people in the studio today. Yeah.
Well, regardless, Owen, I had blue balls.
All right.
And listen. Will describe the blue balls. They're a debilitating pain.
A vagina pating.
Whatever you just said, Duncan.
Vagina pating.
There's a debilitating pain in your reproductive system. The reproductive system goes up until you're like,
what muscles do you call these right
your
here?
Ovaries.
Your ovaries.
It's your oval area.
So there's a debilitating pain in your ovaries.
How are your ovaries these days?
I'm describing these pains to my girlfriend's parents. To my girlfriend's parents.
Her parents.
Her parents.
You told her parents?
Yeah, because I didn't know what blue balls was. This is how naive I was to the whole sexual process.
This was last year?
So I'm telling her parents I'm having this pain. This pain in my balls. This pain in my like crotchal region, and her mother and father like pretend like it's not even happening. Like they call I end up calling my mother. This is where the mother aspect comes into this embarrassing Mother's Day story.
All right. Good old Kathy.
I call my mother, Kathy Quinn. I say, "Mom, I'm having these pains in my spleen, groin, balls, and you need to come pick me up." Because honestly, I couldn't drive. No, that's exactly what I said to her.
It's a fucking emergency. Your boy's got the blue. The blue on the balls. Everywhere there's blue on the balls.
So,
go to the boys' room and release yourself.
The conclusion of the story is I end up driving home. 30 minutes away from my girlfriend's place with my mother, and she says, "Austin, all you have is the blue balls, and you just need to rub one out."
No way.
Yes.
And that's...
Mom, is that what mom said?
And
that's a good mom.
Wait.
Your wholesome Christian mother told you to rub one out.
My wholesome Christian mother.
Rub one out. Go to Subway. and Papa sandwich.
So if that gives you any Papa hope sandwich. In Christianity, embrace it.
My mom's not even a, well, she is a Christian, but she's never told me to do that.
Yeah, my own, yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't want my mom to do that.
Yeah. That is funny.
Yeah, that's a good mom.
That is funny, though.
That's what moms are for.
You and one of her friends to come over and help you? Awesome.
Now I wish.
Brought one of my friends
and
her
daughter. Oh,
my God.
Wasn't it your brother, though? Like, I think it was either your brother or you. Like, one of you were caught, like, trying to smoke a cigarette when you were a little kid, like, on the porch or something.
That'd be my brother.
That'd be your brother.
Yeah. With the influence of Ufuk's help, but that's outside of this.
Right. Basically, he found a cigarette butt outside on the porch, and he went and he picked it up and lit it. And
yeah.
Your mom caught him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she bought him a pack, right?
Well, to teach my brother that smoking wasn't as cool as he thought it'd be.
It is cool.
She told him to buy a pack, cool. And he did. And then she told him to smoke every fucking cigarette within that pack.
Yeah, that's how addictions start, bitch. Fuck you.
And that's,
I love parents like that. Those are the best parents ever.
Well,
yeah, seriously.
Well, listen, that was when he was 16, and he smoked that whole fucking pack and threw his brains up, and he hasn't smoked a pack since.
So. Parenting.
There you go. Boo. Good
parenting. You're doing it
Speaking
wrong.
Speaking of good parenting, I need to talk about our good friend Mark Hayes. He's our UK fan.
Oh,
we haven't
yeah.
talked about him in a while.
Hello. The one real fan.
Hello. Yeah, the one real fan. I don't know if he's actually listening live. He's probably not because he's in the UK and the time difference and all that.
Oh, he's getting up
but
right
check
now.
Check this fucking shit out.
Blimey.
I think I mentioned it before that his
Wolfgang. People bombed his people.
I don't even know what that means.
That's a German joke.
I don't even know what that means.
It was your grandpappy.
I'm gonna
blitz puppy.
What I will say about our good friend Mark,
yes,
is he lives a quite different sort of lifestyle to most people.
I want to hear about this.
And this guy's He's a fucking lunatic. He's in his 50s, and he's a goddamn motorcycle drag racer.
Oh.
Nice. He's got his 16-year-old daughter was given the choice of, do you want an iPhone or do you want a drag bike? She chose the drag bike.
Good for her.
So now he's
and
starting.
And she's 16? Go
yep,
on.
She's 16 drag racing fucking motorcycles. That's fucking badass.
Drag race golf carts. But
I've never drag raced a car, let alone a goddamn motorcycle.
I dropped.
Well, how
could
you?
I dropped
your
transmissions
out.
That, yeah.
This is true. This is true. When first and second gear don't work very well, it's pretty hard to get up there. Let me tell you,
Vin if you want to keep your future transmissions,
don't drag race.
Just don't do it.
But how fucking awesome is that? First off, he's like 50 years old. And he has a 16-year-old daughter fucking taking up the trade, fucking drag racing with him.
I didn't think you were saying up the trade. You said taken up,
and I was just like, oh!
Oh! Antissa, fuck.
I'm going to offend the
Would
one
you...
fan that we have. Making rape jokes about a 16-year-old daughter.
You got a kid, though.
I don't.
If you did.
Right.
Your 16-year-old daughter wants to drag race. Is it a great idea?
Yes.
To put her behind a bike?
Yes. Better than being a drag queen?
Yeah. Better than stripping.
Yeah.
Better than being American.
Better than buying her an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a drag bike's not going to be way more expensive.
No one can understand. Go get him, honey.
Hold on. iPhone.
Oh, iPhone. Yeah, so she'll take pictures of her titties with Instagram.
Exactly.
Yes.
That benefits.
No. We don't come out of nowhere.
Mark, we're not talking about your daughter.
No. We're talking about she's of age wherever you're at.
But you did the right thing by buying her a race bike.
So race bike over fucking
iPhone. Porn phone.
Especially if that's what she wants.
Yeah, especially because all you got to do is win one race. And you can buy
15 iPhone.
Exactly. In the long run, this is a much better investment.
And of course, if you're a fucking 16-year-old kid, you're a fucking retard if you pick a phone over a motorcycle.
Right.
Because your choices should have been...
Right.
Phone, motorcycle, handgun. You choose the phone, you get the handgun to the fucking head.
Ooh.
Sorry.
That's the way you're going
to I've been watching a lot of gangster movies.
Yeah.
Been watching a lot of Scorsese.
We were talking earlier. I got a chance to visit the good old Rape Cottage, which is pretty much
the van out back.
Rape.
I feel like I'm at a Dodgers game.
Cottage. I enjoyed your place. It was my first time visiting.
Thank you.
You know,
yes.
Our house is the Rape Cottage.
Yeah, we're the
apparently.
Rape Cottage.
The Scumbag Fortress.
I thought it was Camp Satan, but
Camp
apparently
or the Roadhouse
or the Rape Cottage
or the Rape Cottage.
There we go. The Rape Cottage.
Apparently,
sorry you didn't.
Apparently,
know.
It's home
it's very
to the
quaint.
Three bears
yeah.
or to the rape
yeah.
victims.
It's very quaint.
I got accustomed to you know all the rooms in there. I made sure to masturbate or at least tickle myself and everyone.
Yeah,
and,
but we were watching you, so it's not like it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, there's closed circuit television.
Yeah,
watching rape.
CCTV.
There was at least a bit of a rub in every, you know, in every room.
That's
just,
fine.
Just to
we you act watching. Like we didn't do that when we looked at the fucking house.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice place. Yeah. I gotta say, you scumbags have it very very nice.
Thank you.
Now the one thing I did notice is the difference between the dogs.
Dog talk.
You see,
where's the fucking dog soundbite?
There's two.
God damn it! You failed me, Ty.
Fuck.
There's two.
Cuter no.
There's two types of dogs.
In the house.
In the house.
This is the decor.
This is where Kelsey gets offended.
Yep.
And Kelsey might have to leave the room. Kelsey, feel free to pop as many balloons as you need to pop.
Do you need a knife? The knife goes in the wife.
I've got to say, though, my first time around, I was...
Tell us, you know, let's do this like an episode of Cribs.
All right.
Let's do it. It's like, welcome to our crib.
Welcome to our crib. Welcome. Here's a smoking section in front of the house.
What are you talking about?
He was smoking.
I was smoking.
Oh.
Now I'm just giving
you... Well, I wasn't there.
I'm going to be English Duncan with Reaver. Hey, welcome to the house. We've got tons of space here, as you can see from this echo. See the tile floors? It makes the reverberation bounce around and such.
Yes, and apparently there's rape robots.
There's rape bots.
That's our fucking robot servant, Giles.
Check out the rape robot. His name is Josepher.
Giles. Josepher.
Josepher.
It's Lucifer's brother, Josepher. He'll get you a Fresca.
And stick his finger up your bum.
And clean it out with a colonoscopy!
If you would look to your left, there is a room for rocking and typing on the internet.
There's computers and drum sets and keyboards and guitars!
Plenty of rooms. Thank you, Josepher, that's quite enough.
You got it, Owen. I'm gonna shamelessly plug music now. There's bands and internets and editing and shit going on in
there. And where does that go down? But at the Scumbag Cottage.
Yes, and then straight ahead into the living room.
There's plenty of space for you to find your satanic Bible or perhaps a nice lounging chair.
There's couches.
You may also find a really, really obnoxious dog.
No.
This dog may come
fucking
into your
dogs.
Being and you may feel Row. That you need to kick Row. It in its doggly face. Row. But you see that it is an inferior creature that has the mind span of a Down syndrome half-year-old. That's right, a half-year-old. Therefore, you disregard the nonsense that the dog keeps blabbering about. Constantly blabbering and blabbering and barkity, 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 bark. And then you find, you pick the dog up and it shuts up, but starts to quiver. And then you feel that this dog is even too weak to be having attention to and be picked up because it feels the need to go into the dryer.
I need to go into the dryer, Owen.
It wants to be turned upside down and round and round and round.
Throw me in.
Sorry.
I'm miserable.
Is this a Yes song?
Fucking tight. You are talented.
After you find the dog that you've put in the dryer to be quiet now, you roam about the place and find there is a backyard that's actually quite nice. And, you know, a couple of nice bedrooms. One's a little more rapey than the other. And,
the lounge.
The lounge.
And then there is the lounge, which is full of the, you know, it's very... No, I like that. That's a cool thing. Everybody should have one of those in their house. Some place where
the
they
relax
have,
pad.
Yeah, some room where they could throw some books and, you know, play some music.
No TV.
Living room.
That's what
yeah,
it's
but
all about.
But there's no TV in the lounge, so it's yeah. very...
Well, that's true.
You know,
our
forces...
Our living room is like a theater.
Forces conversation. Yeah, the living room is the theater. It's our personal theater just for us.
There you go. There
you play
go.
Video games, watch stuff. It's a good place.
We just gave our listeners a whole tour of your house.
Yeah, that's right. If we give them the address, they can come stop.
Carson,
us.
I know you've got stuff to promote.
No, I don't.
You really don't?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
I will next time.
Yeah.
We need to do a focused episode on the...
Whatever.
You know?
Next time.
What was our clown name?
Raby Bojangles?
Raby Bojangles.
Yes.
The Rapetastic Rape Machine.
Right, let's do it one more time.
If you want to promote anything, just tell
Everybody
the viewers.
Loves a good, all right. Hey, this one's going to be a clap
tell
along.
Tell the viewers what?
Hey, tell the viewers.
First.
What? If you want to do anything for the people out there, go to youtube.com, type in Leatherface's Pool Party.
Ah, yes.
Go check out the stop motion animation trailer. Check that out. That'll be coming out soon.
It is fucking rad, guys. I will say that.
And Owen hates everything.
Nah, yeah, I really do. And
it's a new short film coming out.
Your work is really good.
Word to your mother.
It's pretty fucking badass, guys. You should check that out. Also, of course, do everything Oh No Radio show related. The big thing right now, we're up on that iTunes bullshit.
Yeah.
You need to be liking it. You need to be five-starring it. Need to be leaving comments. Because the more we do that, the more we can be superstars.
Fuck yeah.
And you know, download the show.
Can you do me a favor at the end of the show today?
Yeah, sure.
Can you play that stupid-ass song that Pitbull does at the end of every show? That fucking Young song? Because that fucking shit's retarded. But it makes me feel good
inside. I think
inside.
I know exactly what song you're thinking
It makes me feel
of.
Good inside.
All right. Tonight, just for you, I am... All right.
It makes me feel
well,
good.
I started it last podcast. I think every show we need to have a ridiculously bad either hip-hop, pop, some ridiculously
you know what I'm talking about.
Obnoxious crap. And yes, I know exactly what song you're talking about because, sadly,
no.
I've listened to it more than I should. And I think you're right. We're going to end the song...
It's the proper
the show with this
proper
song.
Thing to drop a microphone to.
It is.
Like, you'll have to take it out of your holder and just drop it.
And we walk off in all our glory. Guys, it's
Happy
been
birthday.
My birthday show. Give me a fucking break.
Hey.
Happy birthday. He's 18 years old today.
Hey, that's right.
Still got a
which
card
is 25
yeah,
in British years.
Send me money. Just send
PayPal.
Me money.
What's
PayPal?
The PayPal address?
There is none. We
you fucker.
He can't.
Send
he
it
can't.
To zombiesarecomingatme.com.
Bam.
That's not PayPal.
It's not PayPal.
That is
on
PayPal.
Exactly. Send it. Fucking send his money to that.
Wolfgang, I need you for one big favor right now.
It wasn't a fucking joke.
What do I need? I need you to run outside and grab the wire that goes into my boombox so
wire.
I can play this song.
Go!
And we can end this goddamn
boom,
show.
Boom,
Duncan,
boom.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure,
it's
Owen.
It's not been that bad. We've
no.
kept it going.
Yeah.
I think Mark, at least, will be entertained.
Yeah.
Marginally
one...
bad.
Absolutely.
Oh, that was a fun show.
Yeah, he'll be entertained until I start talking about his 16-year-old daughter.
Nah.
Yeah. And then he's...
If he's listened to the... How long has he been a fan?
a few
weeks. I'm sure he a few months.
No, a couple of months.
No.
Yes.
A few months, then he'll love this show.
Yeah, he'll love this show. It'll probably pump him up and good
go.
And seriously, all right.
Pump it
here's,
up.
Here's how we pump, save pump that. It up. Basically, everybody give a round of applause to his daughter and wish her luck because
hey, good
I
luck.
Know,
be safe.
Smoke
I know
weed
she
all day.
Is, I know she is going to be fucking.
No?
She's going to be on the track soon. She's going to be on the track.
Tell him the email.
Better
some...
than being on the pole.
No, that, there's some goddamn truth to that. Yeah. There's some goddamn
I mean,
truth to that.
No, that's the American dream is to be on the pole. So at least they're doing something right
that's
over there.
That's right.
Because in this economy, I'm on the pole.
Oh, fuck. No, you're taking it.
No, I'm on the rock.
On the rock.
That's what it is.
You're on your knees getting brutally fisted
by the Negroes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Obama!
2012!
What are you, Ted Nugent?
Are we done being racist for the night?
Fucking never, bro.
Tonight, at least.
Goodbye, everybody. Happy birthday, Owen.
Yeah, it's been fun enough.
Give me a second, I need to get my
here's Carson's faggy song he wanted.
Bathroom, getting it's
totally
than
not. What the fuck are we listening to?
Oh, trust me, it's the song.
Is it?
Oh, trust me, it's the song.
Oh, fucking no.
Shitty beginning.
Shitty beginning.
I know you're trying to forget.
Can you hear it?
But between the drinks and subtle things.
Why are you exposing me to music I'm obviously gonna hate?
The bar closes and you feel like
because the fucking
down.
Chorus of this is
I'll
great.
Carry you home tonight. We are drunk.
And we talk about how Diane
was
been a pleasure having everyone here for the birthday edition of the Odo Radio Show. I'm gonna go try and figure out what I'm gonna do with the rest of my year and onwards to everybody. It's been another trip around the sun, and thank you to every single fucking one of you that listened to this goddamn nonsense. We're gonna step it up, don't you worry. Party on.
the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.